This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45, Eclipse Day morning. How are you, Vincent?
Eclipse Watch 2017.
Yes.
I'm good. I had a great weekend, yeah. And I watched your show last night.
Which one is my show? Big Brother or Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones. Oh, my God. Can you effing believe what happened on Game of Thrones?
I didn't see it.
No, I can't believe
it. Today, but I did read all about it, so I know what's up.
You know what's really funny? And we'll try not to spoil
when a guy and a horse randomly rides up out of nowhere and saves you?
Yeah.
What the hell was
that? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the...
They've alluded to that guy being on that side of the wall. And he's in this weird...
Oh, no, they shown him, he saved Bran. He got Bran out of there. That's their uncle.
He's done that before.
But, I must have missed that episode. But he's dead now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was dead. He was half dead anyway. Yeah, I can't remember why he didn't turn into a full person from the Army of the Dead.
Someone saved him. I think the Third Eye Raven or maybe...
Somebody did save him.
And stopped him from turning completely.
Right. So he's dead and he can't go beyond the wall, but he's...
Alive.
Also cognizant of who he is and, you know, he's righteous. Yeah, that was his uncle, Benjen.
All right.
But he had saved somebody else that way.
He saved
Bran. So it was buyable.
Yeah, well, no, I bought it. Well, I didn't question it at all.
You didn't at all?
No.
All right.
Well, Jon Snow had to live. I was like, oh my God, did Jon Snow just die?
I feel like because there's so few episodes, and they seem to have done this to themselves, they should have just done the show as they wanted and not put a cap date on it. Because I feel like now they're just taking these big leaps to try and get to places.
That's what people are complaining about. They're just rushing through it.
Yeah, they're making, like, some guy from out of nowhere swinging flames saves a guy. And like, what the?
Well, it actually puts a, you know, puts a point on Uncle Benjen. You know, you find out what his fate is, and he becomes part of the army, I guess.
But that's not the moment. What's the moment?
The moment is... That giant blue eye opens.
Dracarys.
So there's two dragons left.
Vinny.
It's all right. I mean...
What? Oh, we're not spoiling anything else right now?
No, we can't.
We already have!
I said, you know, there's bound to be spoilers here, so... Dracarys.
Talk about your husband predicting that
perfectly. I know. John totally predicted that this was going to happen.
When? Because it was...
Months ago.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
At least 2 weeks
ago. That episode was out. Everyone had already been writing us. We didn't tell you.
Oh, thank you.
But people had been writing us saying, here's what happens because that episode's out. It was hacked.
That is so... That sucks for people. I'm glad. Thank you guys for protecting me. I appreciate it. Although I have to say, John's been predicting it for... I guess there was some online talk before the season started about a shot of a dragon with a blue eye. Yeah. And so the theory was, and then as soon as, and he's been talking, he goes, oh, yeah, I think that would make sense because that would totally, because otherwise she just swoops in and kills them all with the dragons, right? Mm-hmm. So this evens the playing field. So now tell me this. Does that dragon shoot ice?
Yes. And yes.
Not fire, ice?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to say.
So what does that mean? Just that it freezes you and then you just break apart into a million pieces or you're then part of the army? I don't know.
What I think is.
Here we go.
He shoots fire from his mouth, but ice from his butt.
Oh boy. Mm.
Well, that would actually make sense, Finny, because then he'd kill you on the front end and then put out the fire on the back end to preserve you to be a part of the Walking Dead army.
I mean, the nonsense they're feeding us, why wouldn't that work?
About that zombie polar bear?
That was great.
Was it?
Zombie polar bear.
Oh, hell yeah.
You love that part?
That was good. Did you watch all the extras afterward?
No.
Oh, Jesus, it's so good. They
can barely get through the main episode.
Yeah.
It was a long one. And apparently the finale is the longest one of the whole...
Ever.
Is that what you
read?
Yeah,
that's what your son said.
This one was long,
this
too.
This was 1 hour 18.
Oh, was it...
Hey, Vinny.
Last night's was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet my DVR cut it off.
Oh.
I think it only does like...
We'll get it on
demand. No, it'll... Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
Vinny.
Then it's like a couple days you have to wait.
No, okay. If you subscribe to HBO, you can just download the app HBO Go. And it's there. All the extras, all the everything.
Vinny, what's going to happen with Sansa and Arya? Give us your prediction.
I have a prediction on that, too. Oh.
You do?
I do.
We'll let Vinny go first.
I don't know about that. I do know now that it's so blatantly obvious that Jon Snow is going to knock up Daenerys because of all the talk about, I'm unable to have children. And then the guy with the sword, and he's like, save it for your kids. I'm like, okay, come on.
Am I the only one disturbed by the fact that he's her nephew?
No, yeah, you're the only one disturbed. You're the only one.
I'm with you there, but then I'm like, well, then there's Cersei. And,
yeah, I mean, you love that storyline, the brother-sister humper?
I don't love that they do it, but I love both of them as characters.
Yeah,
nephew's not that bad, I guess.
She's not going to end up with Jon Snow anyway.
Oh, yeah,
she is.
No, she's not.
Oh,
who's she going to end up with? Jorah Mormont?
No, he's a loser.
Is it Jorah? The guy who had the disease
and
came back?
Yeah. No, wants her. Yeah.
She loves him too.
He's not blue blood enough for her.
No, but he's strong and powerful.
I love you as a friend. And he's all in a closet.
Oh my God.
Killing himself. Going blind.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I hope you're watching the show right now.
Everyone's saying that the Children of the Forest saved Benjen.
Oh, that's right. Hey, so what happens with Sansa and Arya? Let's hear it. Here comes Sarah's theory, everyone.
Well, my theory is that Arya is going to figure out that Peter's behind the whole thing, Peter Baelish, Littlefinger, and she's going to kill him.
Oh.
I think that's this thing that he's set in motion, because he's the one who's pitting them kind of against each other. I think that in the end, this is going to be his downfall, because he doesn't.
Is he dying in the next episode? Yes or no?
No, he'll probably be around till next season. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to wrap everything up. So
I think Sansa's going to kill him.
Oh, that'd
Sansa's
be great.
Going to kill Peter?
Yeah,
that'd be great if Sansa killed him.
Well, that's the way that's got to go, right?
I don't know, but I want Arya to be able to wear his face, so maybe she has to. That's pretty funny. You find like a bag of faces underneath your
sister's. Arya's going to go into Sansa's face.
She'd have to kill her to do that.
Yeah, she'd have to kill Sansa. Yeah.
Oh.
But that's a great theory of her wearing Peter's face.
Yeah.
Littlefinger's face. Wow.
Yeah.
So much to take in.
I know.
Where the heck is Sam?
Oh, he's
on the journey.
Headed to wherever it
to
was.
Where?
Is he going to the wall?
What's his reaction going to be when, you know, he learns that Danny burned his dad and brother alive?
Oh, he's going to be psyched. He hates them.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that guy was always mean to him anyway.
Yeah, they weren't nice to him.
Yeah. Well, the brother I don't think was too bad to him, but the
Dickon?
Dickon. That's his name. Mm. Everyone snickered on the show, too. then the other show... that I got caught up on last night was Big Brother. How annoyed are you when they
I don't like it right now. I really don't like the people on the show.
How annoyed were you when you saw what Friday's episode was?
Wait. What?
Did you not know there was an episode on Friday?
I missed Friday. Oh, is that the show?
You missed nothing.
The show where they brought that dude back?
Right.
Okay, I saw the coming attractions and went, I must have gone to bed early or something. Or not the coming attractions, the replay of last week, what you missed. So there was an episode Friday.
There was, but don't worry. It was one of those ones where they relive the moments I was like, oh my God, what a stupid...
I was at Primus on Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, yeah, yeah?
So tell us about Primus.
I went to Primus.
No, tell us how Christina did.
We went to, I don't know what time we left, 5-ish. Drove for a couple solid hours.
Yep.
Got to Berkeley area.
Where was the show?
The Greek.
Oh.
Ate at some place called Kamal.
Yeah.
Mexican sort of
Kamal
fusion. Mm-hmm. Kamal, C-O-M-A-L.
Oh.
It's really good. A bunch of our listeners were there. That was nice. Thanks for saying hi, everyone, in the bathroom of all places.
They have one of those, where it happens.
They have one of those places where you can, you go to the bathroom, but then you wash your hands unisex.
Okay,
outside
yeah,
of
right.
the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, ladies, boys, we're all washing up. Are you? Yeah. Hold, please.
You're right.
Let me get my pee-stained hands cleaned up.
You get pee all over your
well,
hands.
Well, you know, sorry. I mean, I guess that's what I'm up sure. to, right? That's well, why we wash.
You touched your junk.
It's, isn't it?
I don't. I'm not. I think it's a, there's a multitude of reasons.
All right. Well, anyway. So then we went over there and watched a show. It was excellent. And she handled it fine. But
on the way home, she's like, play more Primus. I love
no.
that.
She wasn't. She fell. Actually, you texted me while I was on my way home. Do you even remember that?
I do. Oh, it was okay. about, it was like 10:30. It wasn't even all that late. I figured you were still at the show. And I was like, how's Primus? How does Christina like it? You know, what's going on?
We watched about, I'd say we saw an hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't see the end. I could see her fading and was like, hey, I'm super happy I caught enough of the show. I've been up since 3 a.m. I'm good if you're good. And she was already down the stairs.
Awesome. This was your right. idea to leave.
Let's get out of here. So yeah, then we went home. It was good though.
Yeah.
And it was nice to get out, which happens never.
Right. Yeah.
So... that was pretty good stuff.
Well, geez, that's a long drive for you, too.
For the second time in the day, too.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Whatever.
Even further. Jesus.
Got to go sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You do. It's true. Primus made it worth it for you.
I love them.
I know you do.
Was there an opening band?
Yeah. I really don't care about Clutch, but they were the opening band.
That's a cute name for a band.
Clutch?
Clutch.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. Let's get the real show going.
Yeah. Oh, but you were there in time to see Clutch.
Oh yeah, part of it.
Were there a lot of hot chicks in the audience?
Mostly I saw dudes. And on the
That's weird.
I don't want to say more hostile side, but they definitely were the bearded, tattooed
yeah.
type.
Yeah.
But you know,
Primus.
It's Primus.
No chicks.
I don't want to say there were no chicks, but I had one with me, so
exactly.
I wasn't exactly
God.
Like, you know.
You know somebody
and you of
me.
All people. I mean, what did you do? Did you meet any girls?
Oh, let me see what I did with my weekend. It was pretty
let's
fun.
Look at your schedule.
Oh, really? Yeah, let's reach
out. We have like 2 minutes, so.
Oh, if anyone else wants to talk, go ahead.
Well, I picked
I'll
up
pass my
Riley
time.
On Saturday
oh, wait.
From school.
Oh,
I
was
saw
he
the
there for last night?
No, he wasn't there. He was at our house last night.
Right.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
He made it for the Game of Thrones.
He did. He came back for Game of Thrones. So we picked him up on Saturday, and we ate at this place called Le Coco. Ding, ding. Shame.
Shame.
In Berkeley. And one of our listeners works there.
Mm.
And she's actually written to us on the... She told me on my way out who she was. She's
Did you
written
remember
to us
her?
On the... Uh-huh.
Oh.
She's written a bad advice to us. Actually, it wasn't a bad advice. It was more a story of an experience that she had. And I don't want to connect her with her letter, so I'll...
Okay.
Because I think she stayed anonymous, and obviously...
If you listen to this show and The Secret Show, you'll be able to piece it together.
I have a feeling I just did.
I'm not following you.
I'll tell you what her bad advice was off the air, but I just wanted to say she was delightful. That place is delicious.
So you went there on purpose to see her?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
we stopped there after we picked up Riley because we'd sat in traffic getting to the school.
Right.
And then we're like, let's eat. We stop. Go in randomly to an Italian place. And it was
just
great.
Right.
Right by the school. And this chick was like, hey, I know you.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
So you've talked to Riley now at this point, right?
Yes.
Has he done a beer bong yet?
No.
Has he been to a keg party yet?
No.
Has he made out with anybody yet?
Not that I know of. I don't know if he'd tell me that.
Man.
Yeah.
Slow to pick up the college life, isn't he?
Well, maybe he's just not telling me, Ben. It's totally possible.
Huh.
He seemed no worse the wear when we picked him up. They've had a pretty intense.
Well, he's a young man. He should be able to handle some parties.
Right. So I'm sure he's partying his ass off. And I'm just none the wiser.
All right.
He's actually, he's made a couple friends and he goes, these people are smart. I'm like, well, you must be too, hon. You made it into the school. Mm. He goes, yeah, but I don't know, man. He's stressing about it. They have still a couple days left of orientation, but then the classes start midweek, and that's it. He's going for it.
Go for it.
Good luck,
go
honey.
For it. Well, he's plenty smart. He's just got to do the work, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's apply yourself, boy.
Right. Well, hopefully he will. He's definitely a gung-ho kind of kid.
So. I went and saw the Stone Foxes. It's a band. They're kind of a
Oh, this
fun
is your
band.
Weekend. Give
Wait,
us
the
rundown.
Stone Roses?
No, the Stone Foxes.
The Stone Foxes.
Yeah, and I went with Bryn. We reunited for a second.
Oh.
5 minutes. And then I went and saw the ballet on Friday.
Oh.
Unbound Live. A lot of really pretty girls there. Mm-hmm. Love the ballet. And Chris Kelly had a birthday party at the Giants game. Unfortunately, they're 25 games behind, so that was that.
The Stone Roses are still together, huh?
Stone Foxes.
Are you sure it's the Stone Foxes?
Pretty sure.
Nobody's ever heard of them. The Stone Roses are a rock band, an English alternative rock band.
I've Remember heard of them? Stone Roses,
yeah.
Sure.
You liked them?
Yeah, it was really great. They did four songs. It was to promote like noise pop. You know what noise pop is?
That sounds familiar.
All right. It was fun times.
No one's ever heard of the Stone Foxes, though. The internet
noise
just
pop has.
Shot back and said,
what's
nope.
Noise pop again?
The internet said, who?
Yeah. Nope, Stone Roses. Got them.
Stone Foxes is an American rock band based out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're a local guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So
you liked it?
It was great, yeah. It was a real intimate setting. Kind of reminded me of the Alice Lounge. Oh. It was near Union Square, Marker Hotel. It was awesome. Yeah.
And then you came to my house.
Went to your house. Did a few other things. But yes, there were a lot of pretty girls throughout the weekend for me. I didn't do
take advantage of any of them. But right. All right. Well,
so you didn't make out with anybody?
No.
Yuzi, did you give us a highlight for your weekend?
Yuzi went to the Game of Thrones party.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, that was fun. It was at the AT&T store.
What'd you wind up wearing?
I borrowed a costume from a listener. She had like a blue sort of Khaleesi dress.
Uh-huh.
And so I borrowed that and then just wore boots and some leggings and a belt.
You didn't see her pictures on Facebook?
I didn't go online all weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was fun. We had a great time. Took pictures on the throne with the maps.
Is everyone talking about it?
Did a White Walker video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was buzzing. We stayed.
It was buzzing.
For a few hours and then we split. It was fun.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Quick break and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.